For 6 years, Republicans have been making the laws in North Carolina, and Democrats have occasionally been taking them to court. A voter ID law ruled unlawful, a plan to remove career status for veteran teachers struck down, and redistricting efforts in Wake and Guilford County overturned. In December, during a special legislative session, then-Governor-elect Roy Cooper offered this.
If I believe that laws passed by the legislature hurt working families and are unconstitutional, they will see me in court. And they don't have a very good track record there.
Within weeks, Cooper sued. As Attorney General, he chose not to defend some of the laws he viewed as unconstitutional. In less than 5 months as governor, he has already sued the General Assembly multiple times, accusing the legislature of illegal power grabs. Trying to determine the actual legal track record of Republicans over these past few years is not a simple exercise. State laws are regularly challenged in civil and criminal cases, generally one person disputing a law as it affects them. Then there are a few more broad challenges. These are called facial or constitutional claims, and often come from interest groups. It's all a maze of judicial filings, injunctions, rulings, dismissals, and upcoming arguments, with much more litigation likely to come. There are clear victories and defeats, other cases where both sides can claim a win, and plenty of cases that are pending. There's a lot of gray area. Meredith College political science professor David McLennan summarized it like this.
I think right now we look at it as, you know, a lot of victories for Democrats or progressives in the state and a few for Republicans.
WUNC did an analysis of laws passed by the legislature since 2011 that later faced major challenges in court. Three laws were ultimately upheld, surviving intact. 15 laws were either overturned altogether or had key provisions struck down, and at least 7 prominent cases are still pending. Lawmakers and staff members from the right and left are quick to tell you why each of those cases still hanging in the balance should be tallied as a victory for their side. That's where things stand for now. When considering all this, however, simply saying the legislature has a record of 3-15 in court only begins to tell the story.
We live in an era where everything that is legislated is litigated.
John Davis is a nonpartisan political analyst. To be fair, not everything gets challenged. Sometimes it just feels that way. Since Republicans claimed control of the legislature for the first time in more than a century back in 2010, close to 2,000 bills have become law. The overwhelming majority of those were not controversial and passed with wide bipartisan support. But some of the legislation has been highly contentious, redistricting, abortion regulations, and elections among them. And in the past 6 years, the General Assembly has spent $12.7 million on outside legal counsel. That's according to the latest figures from legislative staff. Of those 15 laws struck down, some were ruled unconstitutional in the U.S. Supreme Court, others in the state Supreme Court, some in federal court, and a few by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia.
Their biggest barrier has been a federal district court in Richmond with 15 members, 10 of whom were appointed by Democrats, 5 by Republicans.
For a case to even get to the Fourth Circuit, it signals that Republicans prevailed in a lower court. The bench in Richmond was once considered among the most conservative of all the appellate courts. Today, that has changed, and it's widely considered among the most liberal.
So basically, the deck has been stacked against them. They get to that body, and that body is made up of, unfortunately, as bad as I hate to say it, there truly is an ideological bias on the U.S. Supreme Court and on all these federal courts.
Like the many lawsuits against the legislature that are still pending, the balance of power in who rules on all these claims is fluid. At the state level, Republicans have pursued major policy agenda items in recent years. At the federal level, Democrats have a majority of the bench, and their authority was enhanced for more than a year with only 8 justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. Any ties there revert back to the lower court's decision. However, the dynamic is changing, with Neil Gorsuch recently joining the high court. Again, political scientist David McLennan.
What happens in the next 6 to 12 months could change what we've experienced over the last couple of years in terms of victories for liberals or progressives.
One of the conservatives who is glad to see a change on the high court is State Representative David Lewis, a Republican from Harnett County.
I think that many of the decisions that the Fourth Circuit have made have been purely political and have been designed to be not only political but inflammatory. And I hope that the Supreme Court will step in and put the brakes on some of this miscarriage of justice.
Lewis was the primary sponsor of the voter ID law, enacted by lawmakers in 2013, ruled unconstitutional by the Fourth Circuit last summer, and declined to be heard on appeal by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. It's the end of a saga, though not really. Lewis indicated another voting law is possible in the coming months, and there's a decent chance another legal challenge will follow. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.